The Pokemon Go podcast is made possible 100% by you and other listeners just as awesome as you are. If you want to support the show and get a little something in return, just go to patreon.com/Pokemon Go podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Pokemon Go podcast, your number one source for news, reviews, and tips and techniques to catch them all. I am Joe Ard, and it's a little weird because this is my first time doing the intro, but with me today is obviously not Charles, because, you know, I wouldn't get a word in edgewise, but returning is the fabulous Brian Ibbett.
Oh, stop now, the fabulous. Hey, how's it going, everybody? It's good to be back as a guest here, kind of getting to sit back in the lounge chair as opposed to the host chair. No, it's good to be back.
Oh yeah, and it's wonderful to have you back. I know that people have missed you immensely.
No, they're crazy.
Well, you weren't here to rein in Charles, and I tend to feed that beast, so
good point. All right, you win.
This past week started a new raid form. Actually, we should probably start with our experiences of the week, shouldn't we?
Oh yeah.
But we will come back to that new legendary raids. What did you experience this last, what has it been, a month that you've been?
Yeah, what the experience of the last month? Oh my god. Well, we'll narrow it down to just experience of the week in this case. Did the dinner hour raid yesterday, the Giratina dinner hour raid. Got 8 Giratinas. Got one that was a 15-15-14, so
ooh, nice.
Good stats. But nothing shiny. Tina was able to get a shiny, and of course she's, you know, rubbing it in my face, her cool Giratina shiny. But it's in her name, right? I mean, it's Giratina, so of course she gets a shiny. Other than that, I had a hatch a couple days before. Finally got one of the shiny regionals and got a Kangaskhan shiny, which is really cool.
Nice. I have not hatched any of the regionals as shinies yet, so I am.
I know.
Jealous.
I thought for sure I was going to get through this whole thing and not get anything, and it's way better than the luck I had with the unknowns in the previous event. Mm.
See, I still have some 10K eggs I'm sitting on, so I might have some unknowns.
Oh, you might still have some. Oh, yeah. That's hilarious. Yeah, I hatched. I don't know how many 10K eggs. Tons of 10K eggs, and got 4 unknowns, and all of them are the letter U. Are the letter the letter U, which we got tons of in Chicago.
Yep.
Oh no, I take it back. W, which we got tons of in Chicago.
Yeah, because we got Wake Up in Chicago.
Exactly.
So you got, so no, I you got use, all these unknowns. Use, it was spelling Ultra.
Ultra. That's right. Yep. Yeah, they were used then. Yeah. So all U's, which, hey, that's great. Thanks for all the unknowns. Really could have used a letter that I didn't get in Chicago.
Yeah, exactly. I think the only one that I don't have is a T. So I'm hoping one of those is a T. Because I already have the rest of Ultra from other events. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because nice. I've got.
The A and the U would have come from Chicago.
Yeah, Wake Up from Chicago. And then Dragon Con last year spelled Dragon Con. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just the T that I'm missing. Oh, and Celebi from the previous year at GoFest. So I got the L there. Yep. So, yeah, I'm hoping one of them's a T. We'll just have to wait and see.
I hope you get it.
So for myself this past week, I've just been having a blast playing, having fun, catching a bunch of different stuff. Did a couple of raids, but nothing too great out of there. Just kind of run-of-the-mill stuff. I did get some new Gen 5 stuff. I got a Panpour.
I haven't gotten one of those
water
yet.
Monkey. He's the only one I've found so far is that one. He's only 88 CP. But yeah. Lots of fun. I found out that last week while I was on air, I tried to rename this 666 Carnivine.
The Carnivine of the Beast.
I tried to name it Devil's Grass, and so people were theorizing with what was blocked there, and people were theorizing that the end of grass was blocked, but it actually was Devil. Devil was blocked.
Really?
It won't let you put Devil as part of the name of your Pokemon.
Okay, I guess I can see that. Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. Caught a bunch of Surviper today, but no shinies. We'll talk about a little bit more about that, but his shiny is available if you are in the region with Surviper. So, but in our Discord, Nicole was able to find a Durant, or Durant probably, since it's an ant. It's a new region exclusive, so we can't find it here in the U.S. So next time I see Nicole, I'm going to see if I can steal one from her. She said that's the first one she's found, though. And I personally haven't found a Heatmore yet, which is what we have here in the United States. So they seem pretty rare.
Wow. Yeah, no, I haven't even seen one of those. Yeah. I've only gotten 7 Gen 5s. I mean, it's just been, you know, out of short time, but
I think that's all I've got too. Yeah. I've only got 7 okay. so far.
I did get a Pharaoh seed today, which
nice.
It's a nice little, looks like a mine with stripes. I thought the shadows is so great. 597. So that like gave me all of the all this big long gap between the last one I had and then the the fungus.
Oh yeah, fungus.
The Pharaoh seed. Yeah.
That's a little Pokeball mushroom.
Little Pokeball. Yeah, I love that. Oh, it looks like a Pokeball when you're looking down on top of it.
But then also in Discord, Just Will caught 2 shinies on the same day, a Barboach and an Alolan Rattata. And the Alolan Rattata actually has pretty good stats. It looks like it's 13, 12, 15.
Oh, nice.
So, and then Popeye, after about 130 eggs, got his first regional out of eggs. And it's a shiny regional, I should say. Got Farfetch'd. So, a little pink, the pink duck. And yeah. People are trying to meet up with people in Discord. Buckeye's hoping to meet up with Nicole since he'll be near her. But yeah, a lot of fun. Who is that? Merrick Prime caught a Heatmore. Spawns changed, which we're going to talk about. But Terry now has, it looks like, 4 spawn points at his house now. Because they reworked those.
Wow.
And then Grateful Dad has some crazy spawns. He showed a screen cap, and at his house there was a Dratini, a Snorlax. There's like what, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, about 8 spawn points on there, and 3, 4 of them come from 10K eggs. It's pretty crazy.
Wow, no kidding.
Terry, after his bout in the hospital.
Yeah, dude, so glad you're doing better, man. Holy cow, got caught up with that at the end of your stint there. Jeez. Yeah.
So he was keeping pace with his Pokédex with a lot of people, because, you know, that is what he is.
Of course.
Though he was tweeting out that Niantic needs to do better about adding Pokestops to hospitals and stuff
to
like
hospitals.
That.
Sure.
But he participated in a legendary raid hour for Giratina and ended up with a perfect, a near perfect, and a shiny. Fabian ended up with a perfect as well. And Terry at his house caught a shiny Yanma. So now that he's got spawns at his house, he's going to.
Wow.
He's just loving life. And I actually, jeez, with the spawn changes, I have 1 spawn point that I can reach from my house now, whereas before I had nothing. So,
you know, I might have gotten a couple more now that I'm looking at it, because I looked earlier today, getting back from lunch, and there were like 6 or 7 things around the house here. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe I lucked out with that too. Who knows?
But, yeah, so with all these changes... Cool. Like I mentioned before, we have a new tier 5 raid boss, and that is Altered Form Giratina. There's already been the raid day for it, as I mentioned, since several people were able to get out there and get 100%. But do you have this source pulled up?
I do, yeah. I'm looking at it right now. So from September 23rd to Thursday, October 17th, Giratina Altered Form is going to be available in 5-star raids.
Yes, very nice.
And only one raid hour, dinner hour listed, which is surprising, because for a while they were doing it every Wednesday night. You'd get a raid hour. Is it just that they haven't announced October yet?
Well, they haven't announced anything. Well, I shouldn't say anything, because they did announce one thing for October. But they haven't announced specifically that they're going to keep doing it every week in October.
Gotcha. Okay. I mean, I know, like I said, I know they've got the makeup day for
Mewtwo.
Mewtwo. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So the makeup day, since we're already talking about it, the makeup day has been announced as happening on October 8th. From 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. local time, and it will have Psystrike, which is cool. Awesome. Psystrike is a very good move.
I like the fact that it's on a Tuesday night instead of Wednesdays. Wednesdays are notoriously busy for me, so Tuesday's a much better day for dinner hour for me.
See, that time is pretty much bad for me whenever.
Kids, sure.
Yeah, so Monday night, we have soccer practice for one kid. Tuesdays and Thursday nights, we have baseball for another kid. And Saturdays, we have soccer. And Thursdays, we're doing this. And yeah.
Oh, yes. I remember the days of all that stuff. Yeah.
Before your kids could drink and had moved out of the house.
Exactly. Yes. And then moved back.
But with that altered form, have you seen the shiny altered form of Giratina?
I saw the one that Tina got. That thing's really cool looking. Let me pull up the blue and black t-shirt under the beige members only jacket. Very, very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks pretty sweet. I'm a sucker for blue and black accents, so.
Totally. And I just like the fact that it's a drastic difference. I like the shinies that are a drastic difference, so they're easy to spot.
I do kind of wish the beige was gold instead, so that they basically flipped the silver and gold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool.
But, yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. So. But yeah, so we were just talking about Mewtwo a moment ago. Mewtwo is coming to EX Raids. And Brian, why don't you tell them what move it has? Because that's why we're excited for it. Oh, may have lost Brian. Looks like it froze up. All right, so Mewtwo has Shadow Ball. He will be available in EX Raids starting yesterday, so September 25th. And he will be in EX raids. Actually, they don't actually put an end time. But yeah, he will have. we lost Brian, and my face got huge. But yeah. So Shadow Ball Mewtwo is coming back, and I would assume that's going to also include a shiny Shadow Ball Mewtwo, which will be fabulous. Shiny Mewtwo is pretty awesome in and of itself, but that Shadow Ball is an awesome move. And so, yeah, just grab it. That makes him, Shadow Ball makes him one of the best Pokemon for taking down other psychic Pokemon. But yeah, so that is awesome in and of itself. We talked briefly about the new spawn points. A lot of people are very happy about the new spawn points, but not everybody is happy. So this particular person, YuPogoSA, or YuPogoSA, stated that they actually lost half of the nearest spawn points to them. He's asking people to post whether they're urban or residential and to show whether they've seen an increase or decrease. And so we're waiting to see how this all pans out. I love the first comment. It says, literally no one ever complained about having Pokemon to catch. We'll have to wait and see. It seems like residential areas have gotten an uptick. I know that there's one person that posted on Reddit specifically about Central New York City, where they lost, I think it was 4 gyms and 13 Pokestops because of this in central New York City. I'm sure they've got plenty of other stuff, but that's not an insignificant amount. But yeah, Shiftwork said one move from the front of his house to the back of his house. So now people are going to scale his fence, I guess, but we'll just have to wait and see. Yeah, I got one spawn point close to me. But yeah, we'll just have, like I said, we'll just have to wait and see how this pans out. So, maybe I bet Charles got some new spawn points at his house. So let's see. I got a message from Brian. Brian says the power went out. So that is why we lost him. I don't know, Nicole, if they only did it in the US, to be honest. It might be US only. All of the people I see reporting about it have stated that they're in the US, at least that I've seen. And so I don't know. Some people, some neighborhoods have lost all of their spawn points. And so, yeah, it seems really, really weird, a really weird mix up. And I'd love to be able to talk to someone at Niantic about it. But we don't have anybody specific on speed dial that we can be like, hey, what's going on here? So, yeah, so we'll just have to wait and see what the reports bring. This just happened the last couple of days. Shiftworks, yeah, it could be just North America. That is definitely possible. So we have another event starting today. It started today today's September 26th. It started about 4 hours ago. And this is the Celebrate the Spirit of Travel During the First Ever World Tourism Day event. That is a mouthful. And so what this entails is we're getting a new shirt in the shop. Let's see if it should theoretically already be available. I'm going to see if I can pull it up, the new shirt. Yep. So the new shirt is available. The UNWT, is that a O? Yeah, WTO shirt, which is the United Nations World Tourism Organization. So it has their logo on there. And you can find that in your shop. And region-limited Pokemon will be available in eggs. This is specifically in 5K eggs. So Farfetch'd, Kangaskhan, Tauros, Heracross, Corsola, Volbeat, Illumis, Torkoal. So the first three, you're like, oh, we've had those in eggs for a while. But that's pretty awesome. And then, in addition to those that I've already said, Zangoose and Seviper, Lunatone and Solrock, Tropius, Relicanth, Pachirisu, Mime Jr., Chatot, all three of the Pans, so Pansage, Panseer, Panpour, Heatmore, and Durant. Oh, Shiftworks, it's only in their region. Oh, see, it's misleading here. Oh, in their respective real-world regions. Oh, shoot. Well, fine. So I wonder what region Mime Jr. is considered. Is he considered European? But, yeah. And then shiny Pokemon are out and about in the wild. So shiny Zangoose and shiny Seviper that we mentioned. And Shiftworks confirms that, yes, Mime Jr. is only available in the wild. Speaking of wild, a wild Ibbit has appeared. We're currently talking about the Celebrate the Spirit of Travel. Oh, might not have audio just yet. But yeah, Mime Jr., aka the Mime Pokemon, is making its debut to eggs in Europe. So yeah, if I just kept reading, I would see that there. But yeah. In addition to all of these Pokemon appearing in eggs, depending on what region you're in, we are also getting a decrease in Stardust cost for trading. We're getting spinning Pokestops gives you extra experience, specifically for ones that you have not visited yet. So it's 2 times the experience And then specially themed research, field research tasks are available as well. I've seen a couple of these posted on Reddit. Some are like make a new friend. A lot of these are interactive ones, it seems like. But yeah. So people are assuming that Mime Jr. will have its shiny form. I don't know if that's actually been confirmed yet. It's probably safe to assume since Mr. Mime has his shiny form. But yeah, do you see the source for the do you have the sources pulled up at all yet,
Brian? I do. I have the sources up, but it's the Zangoose, Viper, and Mime Jr. Junior shiny form.
Yep.
Okay, cool. I'm going in there right now. Yep. Oh, cool.
So
I love the David Bowie mongoose.
Well, so we don't have him in our area.
Right.
We have Seviper right now. We had him a long time ago, and they flipped him a while back. But yeah. Yeah, Nicole, in order to get Mime Jr., you've got to hatch eggs. A lot of the other ones you can still find in the wild. And I assume Zangoose is popping up quite a bit, considering I've been seeing Seviper all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same here.
So I assume, yeah, Zangoose is popping up all over the place. So be careful. Those two do not get along. In fact, I think we've talked about this on a random trivia before, but Seviper and Zangoose. So in the main series games, you can find hordes of Pokemon or swarms of Pokemon where five Pokemon spawn at once. And you can actually, in the main series games, get a swarm that has both Seviper's and Zangoose. The trouble is, they actually fight each other. So if you're trying to catch them, you have to hurry up and kill the ones before they kill the one you want to catch.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, so I've seen people run in the main series games run into a shiny in one of these swarms, and the shiny gets killed by the opposing one.
Oh, no, and so they don't get it. Oh, yep. Man.
So, yeah. Luckily, that mechanic is not in Pokemon Go, because there will be a lot of broken phones, I suspect.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. But yeah. Yeah, Shiftworks is wondering if we think Seviper and Zangoose will swap regions again, because they swapped very early on and have stayed the same ever since. That as far as I know, they haven't done another hemisphere swap since that. So, but yeah, I'm hoping eventually. I mean, with Niantic, you can never rule out anything, it seems like. So.
Very cool. Yeah, hope to get some of these. Especially, you know, just even a Mime Jr., regardless, would be pretty cool.
Yeah, but we can't get Mime Jr.
Oh, right. That's only in
Europe. It's in Europe.
Dang it! I guess we got to wait until the next the next international hatch day thing that they do.
Yeah, next year sometime. Yeah. But the next thing we have on our list is the infographic from Wonderful One that we've been, I think maybe the last episode you were on, we started looking at these infographics from Wonderful One.
Oh, I don't know. Let me see. I know it's not the one from, oh yeah, I totally remember these. These I like a lot. Yeah, I like the style of these.
Yeah, it's a nice little summary of what is on the horizon. But yeah, we are still stuck with the Flower Crown Eevee in our research breakthrough boxes. What are your feelings towards that?
I'm so frustrated with that. It's made me not only stop doing the 7-day completion, it's made me kind of stop doing research tasks until all that's gone and done. You know, it's like, I don't want any of that. I'm not going to do any of it until you're the same way. I see you've got like a bunch of research tasks that you haven't collected yet.
What I actually try to do is queue up a bunch so that because now I've got one spawn point. Before I didn't have any, so I could actually catch some on air so that it's not just us looking at nothing on my screen.
Yeah, that's a good point. Sorry, I got it.
I actually find myself trying to do more research now because my phone is being shown on the screen so that I have more Pokemon to catch without using an incense.
Sure. Makes sense.
So we are stuck with Flower Crown Eevee until the end of October.
Wow.
Well,
not even a month. It's like 2 months till November 1st. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And the only thing good about the research breakthrough, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people that like Eevee, but
sure.
For me, the only thing I'm excited about is the possibility of getting a Unova stone from the research breakthrough. Because currently that's the only way to get it.
Yeah, and that one you need to, that's like triggers special evolutions for some things, right? Like it's a...
Yeah, just like the Sinnoh stone did for Generation 4.
Gotcha, okay. Oh, I didn't even think about that. I've been boycotting because of the dang Eevee. I forgot about the Unova stone. maybe I do want to start collecting those.
Yep, you might want to.
Might want to.
So October is next week, just coming around the corner.
Yeah.
Which seems really weird because I just realized my birthday's next week.
happy early birthday.
Well, thanks. And Charles's birthday was this past week.
And so. I forgot to wish him a happy late birthday. Sorry, Charles.
In October, we're going to have another Safari Zone event. This is happening in New Taipei City. And it has been confirmed that... one of the things is it's going to feature a lot of water, bug, and grass type. And specifically being released is Shiny Oddish is getting released.
Hmm. Oh, and there's a picture of it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I do like the... the variations, the Vileplume and the
Bellossom.
Blossom, yes, thank you, Bellossom. Those are cool.
Yeah.
And that's going to be, that'll be released worldwide, right?
The yeah, shiny so Oddish. What they've been doing this year is whenever a new shiny gets added to a Safari Zone, they release it globally pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. Like either simultaneous or within a few hours.
Cool.
So, yep.
Nice.
So, but they will, in addition to that, I mean, Combi is semi-rare, and then Scyther also has his shiny available. So those are going to be spawning in droves, I'm sure, because when they crank up an event, they crank up an event. So.
Right. Yeah, that'll be cool. It'll be nice to, I probably won't get one, but it'll be nice to see those floating around everywhere.
Yep. Yeah, and we talked about Mewtwo coming to EX raids with Shadow Ball.
Yeah.
And we talked about the makeup raid hour. Now, even though Shadow Ball is in the EX raids, the Mewtwo raid hour will have Psystrike. So, and Psystrike is the best psychic move to have on Mewtwo.
And do you know if we'll be able to... will we be able to add another move and get Shadow Ball, you think?
No. Okay. It is not TMable. That has already been confirmed. That's their usual MO anyway.
Yeah.
Is that if it's a special move, you can't TM to get it or add a new move to get it.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'm wondering, Psystrike you get automatically. I'm just wondering if you can add an additional move and maybe get Shadow Ball. Well, I guess not, because that would be the exclusive.
Yeah.
Move for the non-raid hour exclusive correct. Move. Yeah.
Because that would be crazy ridiculous OP if you could get Shadow Ball and Psystrike on
right?
the same Mewtwo.
Right? Oh, man, how great would that be?
That would be pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, okay. Break the
That's
game.
That's like
sure.
Okay, max this Mewtwo first. It doesn't matter what its IVs are. It has these moves. Right. Just do it.
Right, exactly. Yes. Doesn't matter what IVs. Yeah. That's cool.
Yep. And then we already talked last week about Trapinch. Well, we didn't, but Charles and I talked about Trapinch Community Day on October 12th. It's a couple months past August.
Yeah.
October 12th. And that is, again, they've bumped that back down to 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time. So.
Cool. And that's a Saturday, back to Saturday again. So interesting, because for a while there, it was the late afternoon ones were on Saturdays, and then the morning ones were on Sundays. But this is a Saturday with a morning one.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. And cool. They, one other thing down here, if you scroll down to some of the individual infographics, Wonderful One provides some infographics from other people as well. So scrolling down, actually, is this part of this post or is this part of the next post? I think it's part of this post. Anyway, Ditto has received a mix-up on which Pokemon that it can appear as. So the new additions are Weedle, Seedot, Skitty, Numil, Bidoof, Hoppip, and Spinarak.
Cool. And that means it's taken a few off. So I don't see Pidgey in here anymore. I don't see Rattata anymore in here. So it's not just, you know, adding new ones. It's taking some old ones away. But,
yep.
Okay.
Well, and they've reduced how often some of these Gen 1 Pokemon, they used to be all over the place, how often they spawn. So
Right.
That is nice in and of itself.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Don't need to see any more of those. Sure.
You know what I haven't found in a long time, I just realized?
What's that?
A Spinda research. Five great curveball throws in a row.
I know they're still out there because I still get the occasional notification from the Facebook group saying, oh, yeah, if you're looking for the Spinda task, it's here. But I don't know. I think once it got up to a certain number, people said, you know what? I'm not going to collect all these. I think once you got past the initial like six or eight, whatever the first little batch they gave you was, I think it was eight, right?
Well, they didn't release, at least I don't think they've released all of them yet. But it's funny that people lost interest about when they said, okay, his shiny is available now.
Yeah, right.
And so, yeah.
Do you think people saw it as much too much of a challenge to try and get shiny versions of every every spin? I guess you couldn't, because they haven't released any of the old numbers back again. There'd be no way to get shiny versions of ones they've already released.
They have re-released a couple of the different numbers.
Have they? Okay, so they've gone back.
They do seem to be cycling through it, yeah.
Okay.
So, but yeah.
Well.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been a while, and I'm not mad about it. It's just, I just realized it's been a while.
No, I mean, that's probably why I've given up trying to get them all, is just because there's so many, and it just felt like a thing I was never going to catch up with. I'm never going to get all the Spindas. I guess I could trade people and that sort of thing, but it just wasn't. It just became a thing that was like, yeah, I'm not so worried about it anymore.
Speaking of, how is your living decks? Have you given up on it, or are you still going?
No, still going. Bought more space so that I could continue the living decks. I think I've got everything all the way up through. Maybe not Sinnoh, but certainly through Hoenn. Yeah, there's a couple evolutions that I haven't gotten yet, like the Luxray. I haven't gotten a good enough Shinx to want to make into a Luxray.
Yeah, that's the same boat I'm in. I've got three Shinx that are 14, 14, 14.
Mm.
And I'm like, do I pull the trigger? Do I wait for a better shiny one? Because I do have a shiny one, but his IVs are bad.
Right.
And so, yeah, I same boat. I haven't bothered to evolve that yet.
And I've still only ever seen one Gibble. So,
yeah.
I need at least three to have a living dex of Gibble, Gabite, and Gabba Gabba Hay, or whatever his third evolution.
Garchomp,
there we go.
Gabba Gabba Hay.
He's the Ramones. He's the Ramones Pokemon. So yeah, so living decks still get all the way up and through up through Hoenn, but obviously with the exception of Tropius and, you know, a couple of those, but still maintaining like a crazy person.
So Cool. There you go. I've never actually heard of this phone before. The Zia Omi phone. Have you heard of it before?
I haven't. No, Xiaomi or Xiaomi.
Okay. Huh. So apparently this Xiaomi phone, a lot of people who use it for Pokemon Go are receiving bans. And so there's a few people in the Reddit who have theorized why. One of the things is that, where did it go? There is a feature on the phone in the MIUI 10 update called App Booster. And apparently people who have that turned on are receiving bans. I don't know what this quote-unquote app booster does, but yeah.
Automatically you catches them all.
Yeah, you may want to turn it off.
Yeah, no kidding.
Huh. But it's to the point where one person reported that he was trying to make a Pokemon Go account for his son, and it was on one of these phones, and before they could even do anything, he was permanently banned.
Weird. I wonder what it is. Yeah, there's Game Turbo. Increases the responsiveness of Pokemon Go. There's speculation about this, the booster, like you were saying. But it seems crazy. Like, what? I guess the game just senses that there's some sort of alteration being made to it, whether it's a spoofing thing or a booster or whatever. And it's not smart enough to know that it's just a feature of this phone.
Yeah. Fabian has said that it's a Chinese brand that's apparently very popular.
Really?
Okay. And where he's at. Yep. So.
Huh. Yikes. Well.
But yeah. Hopefully, if you happen to have that phone, you may want to look at this. We're going to have this source available on our subreddit. That's reddit.com/r/PokemonGoPodcast. And this source will also be available on the post that we make for the podcast episode.
Are there people who have, like, who've posted in Reddit that have the phone that haven't gotten banned?
There's a couple of people that have said they haven't received anything yet.
Okay.
Some people are saying that they've been shadow banned. So there's some people, maybe they don't realize they've been shadow banned. That could be as well.
Totally. Wow.
But yeah. Jeez. So if you've got one of these phones,
cross your fingers. Yeah. You either know about this and you've been banned out of Pokemon, or just cross your fingers that it doesn't happen to you.
May the odds be ever in your favor in the Hunger Games that is Pokemon Go for you.
Right. Exactly. Wow.
So, yeah. Now this next headline, I don't know. Have you downloaded it yet?
Oh, you mean the
Mario Kart Tour?
I have not. No.
So Mario Kart Tour just came out. I think it was today.
It was sometime this week. Was it today or yesterday? Or
it might have been yesterday, but it has shattered records all over the place. Specifically, since we are a Pokemon Go podcast, it has broken Pokemon Go's record of day one downloads. It had 20 million day one downloads.
That is crazy.
That is very crazy.
Yeah, because Super Mario Run was the next up, and it had just a little over a third of that. Like, not even half Mario Run, Super Mario Run. That's crazy.
And which is weird because it says that Pokemon Go had the record. Mm-hmm. But if you look down in the article, it said that Pokemon Go had 6.7 million downloads on day one.
Oh, and why aren't they showing it then in this graph? Oh, because these are Nintendo mobile games.
Yeah, those are Nintendo specifically. Yeah.
Gotcha. Niantic. It's not... I gotcha. Pokemon Go isn't 100% Nintendo. Actually, it's not Nintendo at all. It's just Pokemon and Niantic, which used to be able to play, or you can play on Nintendo. Crazy, though. So just under Super Mario Run was Pokemon's first day download number, 6.7.
Yeah, so I've downloaded it. I downloaded it just before this show, but I haven't actually tried it yet. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that is crazy.
That is crazy.
That is a huge amount of downloads.
Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't picked it up yet because I totally, you know, I dig Mario games. I think it's just been the last 24. I mean, Wednesdays are always crazy for me anyway, and I just haven't had a chance to kind of get caught up this week. Plus, usually this stuff is like a buzz, right? You get the buzz of like, oh, Brian, are you playing Mario Kart yet? And I haven't gotten any of that, which is usually the trigger for me to say, oh, really? Is it good? All right, I'll pick it up.
So, yeah. The only buzz that I've heard is from my family, actually. I haven't heard anything from other people.
Nice.
Which, with how many downloads it has, I'm surprised I haven't heard more people mentioning it.
Right, right. Well, you'll have to let me know how it is in the Discord. Let me know if it's any good, and I'll check it out.
Or if it's just a money grab.
I hear there's a lot of microtransactions, so there is something to that, yeah.
So it says the game, let's see, it has a $5 a month subscription model where an entire tier of racing, so the highest tier, 200cc, is gated behind it, according to this article.
Really?
Yeah. So
it is kind of a pay-to-play. I mean, if you want to play the whole thing, you've got to pay this $5 a month subscription model.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just playing the stuff that's freely available. And wow, Nintendo, like, really stepping up their microtransaction game.
Well, and then there was Super Mario Run with that failed experiment where it was basically a demo.
Yeah.
And then there was a big charge to get the full game.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot that they did that too. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard about that and I was like, yeah, I'm not even going to download Super Mario Run.
Right. Oh, Reggie. Quit trying to grab all our money, Reggie.
Now, I did download, we didn't talk about this, but Dr. Mario is on the little graph. I did download that and I'm having fun with that. But there it is loaded with microtransactions as well if you want to improve your functionality, as it were.
Yeah.
And it does not play like the original Dr. Mario.
No, I remember I downloaded that day one too and tried it out and realized it wasn't that same kind of feel as the original. I mean, that was a Game Boy, black and white, monochrome Game Boy game, and I totally dug that.
But. Well, see, I liked the regular Nintendo version of Dr. Mario where you could play against the persons next to you.
Oh, yeah, right, the NES one. Yep.
Yep.
Cool.
But,
yeah. Wow. All right. Well, it's a microtransaction world, and we're just living in it.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, we do have a new patron. I failed to put it into our little spreadsheet, but if you are live, you can see because I pulled up the email from it. PJTRJT
Turged.
Thank you so much for your patronage. I've seen you pop up in the Discord and talk to you a little bit there. And yeah, added him on my friends list. I had an opening. Usually I'm sitting at 200 almost all the time on my friends list, but he added me at just the right time. I had an opening.
Nice.
And yeah.
Had you done some pruning? Did you do some pruning of your list, Joe?
Someone must have dropped me because I wasn't sending them enough gifts or something. So if I don't recognize your name from either, you know, our Twitch chat, Twitter, Facebook, as a patron or an IRL friend, I'm sorry, but you're on the back burner. So I got 200 friends and can only do so much in a given day. So
yeah, no, I get it. It's I'm pretty close. I think I'm at 196 or 197, and I did go through and do some pruning. Same kind of thing. I was just looking to see who I actually was. I was doing that thing that I told you about where I put I changed their nickname to be,
how many Pokemon
they've caught. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And if I don't see that number change after a few days.
See, what month, I started doing was I would, because you can invert your friends list by based on friend level.
Yeah.
So what I did a while back was check friend level, invert it to my lowest friends, and I sent a bunch of people gifts. So like I've got this person pulled up right now. Uh-huh. I sent them a gift quite some time ago, and they have not opened it. So, and they have not sent me a gift in return. So guess what? Live on air. Bye-bye. Oh, now.
That. You're going to see it right. Look at that. And I love that people are calling it getting ghastlied. You just ghastlied them. I love it. If that term has not been coined anywhere else, that's one that we need to coin right here and now. I'm going to ghastly some of these people who aren't sending me gifts. You've just been ghastlied. Yeah.
I love it. So, a lot of fun. Pokemon cool. Go is great. If you're not playing, you should be. But if you're not playing, why are you listening to me right now?
Shiftworks in the chat room says, I know the feeling, Joe. I have the same issue with a friend on my list. ... named Coverville. Okay, fine. I'll get back to it. I'm sorry, Shiftworks. The problem is that both
see,
ways
and calling us out like that is another way to get us to pay attention.
Totally. No, that's the way it is. And it's funny because I get lazy with doing gifts where I just sort it by friendship level. And then I'm basically just collecting gifts from best friends and ultra friends, moving them up to best and all that. So the people who are not upper level friends never make it up, because it's not like once somebody's a best friend, they kind of drop to another part of the list. That would be kind of nice if you could say sort by, you know, I guess, how would you do that? Sort. Yeah, it would have to be, you'd have to sort the other way around and just constantly be moving people up as opposed to gifting the people at the very top of the list. That's probably what I should do, is sort by friendship level.
Sort by the tail end.
Short, exactly. And move people up. And that'll make it really obvious who's still playing the game too.
Oh yeah. Definitely. And I've thought about going through, and if it's not someone that I recognize the name, if they're still like level 20 or something, mm-hmm. being like, bye. I probably added you towards the beginning and you're not playing anymore.
Right.
So,
man.
Lady Jasmine specifically calling out Terry Wolf for unfriending.
I saw that.
I think Terry mostly, if you're not local or you're not in our Discord, the only people he adds are people he's trying to battle with. I could be wrong, but that's kind of the impression I get from him.
Yeah,
because he's constantly posting on Twitter, hey, Niantic, you need to increase the number of friends we can have so that I can have more people for tournaments and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, but
yeah, yep. I get it.
Do you,
Kirstable, do you know? Kirstable now in the chat room throwing me a little shade. All right, fine. We'll get to you. I promise.
So much shade. Pokey shade.
I know. I deserve it. I totally deserve it. I'm going to do gifts right now, people, and I'm going to sort by. So I apologize if we're really good friends, because now you're moving to the bottom of the list. Sorry, Joe. I think you and I are on the best friend list now, though.
Yeah, we are. I haven't. Yep. Sent you a gift since we became best friends, I don't think, or maybe I've sent you one.
Oh man, I think I'm just a couple days away from El Barto. Let me see.
El Barto. I've been 11 days with El Barto for quite some time. Anyway,
11 days with the Terry Wolf too.
The Pokemon Go Friendship Podcast.
But we don't have time for that, Joe. We have time for this. What time is it?
It is time for random trivia. And I know I've talked about Mime before, but with the Mime Jr. now being available, I thought I would bring it back, talk about Mr. Mime and Mime Jr. for random trivia. Mime Jr. is cute, whereas Mr. Mime gives people nightmares. I get it.
Kind of does, yeah.
Mr. Mime started off as just a psychic Pokemon, but with the addition of fairy type when Gen 6 came around. He got fairy type added to him, and so did Mime Jr. So they are psychic fairy. Mm-hmm. And I've mentioned it before, but don't let the mister throw you off. He has a 50-50 gender ratio. So
it Mr. could be a Mrs. Mime. Mr. Mime. Yeah. Or Mini Mime Jr. A Mrs. Mime, Mr. Mini Mime Jr.
Exactly. So Mime Jr. is the Mime Pokemon. Ironically, Mr. Mime is not the Mime Pokemon. He is the Barrier Pokemon. And that comes from the pantomiming of people being in a box. A lot of his special moves are barrier type moves, putting up light screens and things like that. And there's actually an anime episode where Mr. Mime, there's a Mr. Mime that lives with Ash's mom, mm-hmm. and he's defending Pallet Town from Team Rocket, who has a tank, and he builds a giant invisible wall so that they can't reach Pallet Town. So
that's okay. That's really funny.
Yeah. So he is the barrier Pokemon. Mime Jr.'s Pokedex entry talks about how it mimics its foes. And once mimicked, the foe can't take its eyes off of this Pokemon. So he distracts you with misdirection.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
And so the cute little Mime Jr. I don't think we actually talked about what his shiny form looks like, but the blue hat... It almost looks like an elf hat to mm-hmm. me.
Totally looks like an elf hat. Or a clown
becomes
hat.
Green, and then some of the shades of the rest of him change slightly as well. Mr. Mime, his Pokedex entry, talks about how if you interrupt his miming, he will slap you.
Really?
Yep. Wow. He'll slap you. Specifically, it says it will slap around the offender with its broad hands. So
he's keeping his mime hand strong, not his pimp hand, but his mime hand.
That's right. He will backhand you, and so don't interrupt Mr. Mime while he's miming. So the inspiration for these definitely comes from Marcel Marceau. Mm-hmm. So homage to him.
Have you ever seen the Mel Brooks? Do you watch any Mel Brooks movies like Blazing Saddles and stuff like that?
It's been a long time, but
yeah. So one of his movies is called Silent Movie, and nobody in the movie talks. It's got, you know, Mel Brooks and Gene Wilder and all the typical cast of folks. Mm-hmm. Marcel Marceau comes on, is in the movie as well for a brief minute, and he's the only person who talks. Which is kind of the funny
bout
joke.
Of irony.
Exactly. Yep.
So, but yeah, so Mime Jr. and Mr. Mime talks about how he's a combination of a clown, a mime artist, and a pantomime.
Okay.
Mime Jr. Seems to also have hints of gnomes into its inspiration, which, I mean, makes sense. He does look kind of like a little garden gnome. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's pretty easy to see where both of them got their names.
Yeah.
You know, derived directly from their inspiration. But yeah, like we said earlier, even though Mime Jr. is out, it is still region locked to Europe. So if you're not in Europe, you are out of luck. So you're
not fair.
Yeah. You know, speaking of region locked Pokemon, while you were... Oh, wait, do you have a Carnivine yet? You
I
do, right?
I do, okay, yeah, okay. Courtesy of thanks to Barry, I did get a Carnivine.
Okay, okay. Because that is one of the few region Pokemon that I can... If I go elsewhere, I'm like, oh, you don't have a Carnivine? Because mm-hmm. it's only... here in the Southeast U.S. and I think some of the islands have it as well.
Yeah,
like Cuba, Jamaica, Puerto Rico.
I think that's right.
So fun times, fun times.
Yeah.
But yeah, so wonderful to have you back. Wonderful show. What's that?
Oh, as you say, it's been a blast. I can't believe it's already over. I just scrolled down. I had the random trivia up and just scrolled down like, oh, we're already at the end. Oh,
we are at the end. But yeah, so if you want to reach out to us, you can email us show@PokemonGoPodcast.com. If you go to PokemonGoPodcast.com, there is a green speak pipe. We had to change that several years ago because Charles had it as red, and as you know, we just can't support Valor like that.
No, we have to go agnostic. Have to go team independent on that.
Yep, exactly. You can see our show notes, our sources at reddit.com/r/PokemonGoPodcast. And if you wanted to pop in and comment there, I would be more than happy to talk with you. We haven't had many people popping up over there lately. Mm-hmm. But that is a resource available should you want to use it. Facebook is facebook.com/PokemonGoPodcast. Twitter is twitter.com/PokemonGoPod, because Twitter just restricts us. We can't have the cast on there. It's just pod.
Just pod. Yeah.
Which there actually is a Twitter that is Pokemon Go Podcast, because you can have three more letters, but you can't have four more letters.
Right.
And I haven't checked in a long time, but last I saw, they hadn't posted anything.
Good. I think we need a cease and desist. I guess it would be a cease and desist is what we'd have to send them.
Yeah, since that works so great. There is another Pokemon Go, or I think they put a the Pokemon Go podcast. Oh, but sure. I mean, they only post like every 3 months or something, so we haven't bothered going further than that. Right. Anyway, if you wanted to tune in live like our wonderful audience here, you can go to twitch.tv/PokemonGoPodcast. And contrary to the banner that we still haven't changed, our streaming time is 8 p.m. Eastern. You can head on over to our TeePublic store. It is the giant size team up network store. It's tiny.cc/GSTU. The GSTU is capitalized, so capital G, capital S, capital T, capital U. We do have a YouTube channel. We don't have sufficient followers to make it a user-friendly name yet, but if you search for giant size team up network, you can see our YouTube channel there. Where can they follow you? Where can they find you? What projects are you doing?
Well, they can follow me at Coverville, and probably the biggest project is the one that is the reason I'm not on this show anymore. It's America's Next Top Podcaster, which I'm always blown away. We're in our second season now, about two or three challenges in. The first challenge, the podcast has gone up on the feed, so America's Next Top Podcaster.com. Very easy to catch up. Brand new group of 12 contestants, and you'll get right in on the beginning if you go to that site. But that takes up so much more time than I ever expect. So that's the whole reason I'm not
going. Yeah. And it shows. It's a very good podcast.
Oh, thank you. Oh, shucks. Well, thank you. Yeah, follow me at coverville.com, and you'll find all that stuff.
And then you can follow Charles. I mean, Charles who, right? He's not on the
Charles
show
who?
Anymore, right?
Can't he show up to his own show? Jeez.
You can find him at Rock God of Pod. He is Rock God of Podcasting pretty much everywhere. And then you can follow me at Joseph_Art on Twitter. And until next time, what are
be
you going to leave
week.
Him with?
Hold on. Let me try this one. Be here next week, and you'll hear Jose.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know you were queuing it up for me. But maybe I won't say anything. Maybe I'll just pantomime.
Oh, well,
that would
done,
make
sir.
For great podcasting.
Keep your Joe hand strong.
Bam.